Thanks for hanging with us during the break. You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. Very pleased to introduce a very good friend of this program, Mr. Michael Barker at CFB Campus Tour on Twitter. And y'all, Mike takes a lot of trips, but this last one was a doozy, and I wanted everybody in FCS Nation to hear about it. Big reason why: Mike is a cool dude, and he's my friend, and I don't have many. So welcome into the program, Michael Barker. Glad to have you back, dude.
Hey, thank you for the introduction, Kevin Stone. Great to be with you guys. Last time I saw you guys was in Frisco for the national championship. So good to be talking with you again and get back into FCS football.
So where in Alaska did you go see a high school football game, Mike? And describe to us what it was like just getting there.
So I went to a town called Utqiagvik, which is the northernmost point in the United States. It's 300 miles above the Arctic Circle, and there's a high school named Barrow High, who is famous for having a blue turf field, which is on a small strip of land situated between a lake and the Arctic Ocean. And so every time, if you travel a lot to stadiums, you ask open-ended questions, what's your favorite bucket list, where are you trying to go? All the time, people drop a photo of this field, and you haven't been anywhere until you go there. So I've been messaging with some of the coaches up there for the off season. They let me know there was a game 1 week before the college season. And so they made the trip up to Utqiagvik last week. What it took was San Francisco to Seattle to Anchorage and then to Utqiagvik. Stayed there Thursday. There's, you know, no cell phone service. The roads aren't paved because it's too cold. The asphalt freezes. 3 mile walk, which I did from the hotel to the stadium. Once you get there, no cell phone service. The most isolated football field in the entire United States. And it was incredible. Shot a lot of great videos. Took a lot of great pictures. It kind of blew up on Twitter over this last weekend, and to be able to check that off my bucket list, not have to hear that question about when are you going to go, and still have the full college football season to go forward to, yeah, it was a dream come true.
FCS Nation, we're joined by Mr. Michael Barker at CFB Campus Tour on Twitter. Give him a follow if you don't. I imagine most of you already do. Mike, you've been to a ball game at every FBS stadium. That's crossed off your list. The next thing you want to do is get to a game at every FCS stadium. Where are you? What number are you at entering the season? And where can people see you early on in the 2025 campaign?
So currently I'm at 93 of 129. That number on the back end keeps changing as teams go up and down, but 36 away. The last 2 years, I've done 17 new schools per year. So that's 34. I feel like with extra weeks and then next year, the FCS is playing a full schedule on week zero, it might be possible. But currently I have 14 schools confirmed on my schedule for this year with 4 to 5 open slots. Early in the year, week one, really lucky to have these weeknight games. So Thursday, week one is going to be Lindenwood at St. Thomas, first time there. Friday is going to be Monmouth at Colgate. And then Saturday, I'm going to do Southern at Mississippi Valley State, which will be number 19 out of 21 for FCS HBCUs. And then week three, West Georgia. And week four, I'll stop there, but that's 3 in 1 day in the or 3 in 1 trip on the Northeast. Friday, Columbia at Lafayette, and then a Saturday doubleheader. I always try to do 2 games on Saturday. It's Penn at Stonehill at 1 p.m. and Central Connecticut State at Merrimack at 6 p.m.
Michael, for everybody listening right now who thinks this guy's a psychopath, take us through an off season. Do you take some time to go on vacation with family member to relax? Kind of take us through a Michael Barker off season.
Yeah, Michael Barker off season really consists of trying to make money to support this endeavor that I do. Is there downtime? Yes. I try to work out. I try to travel a little bit and do some non-football travel. I talk about when I travel, it's almost like scouting missions because I can't stay in a place for long enough to truly investigate it and explore it. And so Hawaii, I like going to Hawaii and California. You can take the Southwest flight. It's like $129 each way. So maybe I'll go there. But once I get the R&R and recovery, takes about 3 or 4 weeks. Then we're focused on making money. I'm a real estate appraiser trying to do as much work as I can during the off season to save to pay for my travel in the fall and, you know, reconnect with family. If you're trying to date, I put myself on dating apps and you can't do it during the season because you're gone literally every Saturday night for 4 months. So try to do that again. So it's really it's an interesting contrast between football season and non-football season, but I try to take care of myself, be good to myself. But in my mind, I'm like you guys, I'm always thinking about football.
Now, clear it up for some people, Michael, right? This is not posh hotels every weekend, getting your mani and pedi done in the spa. This is Hotel Toyota Camry. This is sleeping in airports. I mean, you do this thing out your own pocket, and it's not a vacation. It's a job for you, isn't it?
It is a job. And, you know, fortunately, I have made some connections. I have some brand deals that have popped up over the last year or two, but nothing that is going to pay for this thing. And so I have hashtag glamour life, which is sarcastic because it's exactly what you're talking about. If a football game ends at 10 p.m. and you have a flight the next morning at 6 a.m. and the airport is 3 hours away, there's no point in getting a hotel. And so your car becomes your hotel. I always put the word hotel in front of it. So it's Hotel Camry, Hotel Jeep Cherokee, but you can save a lot of money. I went to 104 college football games last year. Let's say a hotel is $100, which is low. That's $10,400 you're saving in a 4 month period. And so I try to do that. I try to take the early flights. I try to drive in between games as much as possible. You know, I mentioned that week four going to Lafayette, Stonehill, Merrimack. That's knocking out three games with not having to get on a plane. So it's not glamorous, but I'm telling you, you can stay in the posh Ritz-Carlton and you could go to one game per Saturday, 13 games in a year, and you would have a good time. Or you can go to 75, 80 games, forego hotels, forego some of the great amenities that you're talking about, and really immerse yourself in the college football landscape. And that's what I've chosen to do.
Dude, you're a savage. There's no doubt in my mind.
I mean, you guys know it, that the FCS is something that needs it. We want to expose people to it. And me, I feel like I'm an ambassador for the FCS in a lot of ways. And so we're going to grind and show people that this is a great place to check out football.
It's a pretty awesome perspective right there, Michael. You talked about the FCS needing a little more light shown on it. Has that become a play? Has it become something that originally you weren't anticipating? But like you said, as the platform grows, and as you just continue to check these boxes that, damn, I'm a legit ambassador for the football championship subdivision, a subdivision that needs, like I said, a little more light shown on it. Has that become a play for you in a sense? Or is it just happening organically?
I love FCS football. And the way that it happened was that the spring season in 2021, when COVID pushed the season back, it had me focus on that season entirely. I went to 29 games in the spring. I followed the whole playoff bracket. I went to South Dakota State for a semifinal. I went to Frisco. It was a great game between SDSU and Sam Houston State, and I fell in love with it. And when I realized I had made progress on getting towards all the schools, then I really committed to it. But the main driver for me is that the more that FBS goes in the NFL junior direction, the more I'm repulsed by that. And it has really, I've sought out an option, and the FCS has presented all the option that I've been looking for. It's about football. It's about the stadiums. It's about the fans. And I don't care how much money. I mean, I'm not saying I don't want players to get theirs. I do, but I will watch college football, you know, Alabama, LSU. If you put JUCO players in those uniforms, I'll still watch because it's about the programs and the stadiums. And so FCS is just that sweet spot of there's great talent. I mean, we see guys, Efton Chisholm III is tearing up the preseason for the Patriots. He didn't even get drafted. We see these things all the time. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2021 Super Bowl team had like 13 players on the roster from FCS. So Tom Commissioner from Big Sky, he always tweets, you can get there from here. And I totally believe it. So to answer your question, I think that both I made a commitment to diving into FCS football, but it's just been the reciprocation and the love and the satisfaction that I get from watching it. I'm totally bought in.
Well, Michael, as you travel around the country, people are going to ask you, where's your favorite? But give us a top five FCS fan experience.
So you have to start with the Montanas, Montana State, Washington Grizzly, the Mecca. Kevin, you and I, we went to the Brawl of the Wild in 2021, and we got to stand on top of the press box, and it was, you know, overcast and snow on the mountain. And I literally tweeted out a video and said, this is a spiritual experience. And it felt that way. I went to Montana State twice for playoff games, once in 2021. And then last year, they were beating Idaho. I think they were, you know, had a 40-point lead, and it was the fourth quarter, and those fans wanted blood. And I just was like, this is big-time environment. So you got to go with Montana's. You know, I had the privilege last year. I went to the SWAC championship, Jackson State, and they've led the FCS in attendance for how many years? And to be able to see them play Southern and get 45,000 people in one of the most iconic stadiums, the Vet in Jackson, Mississippi, that was amazing. You know, you talk about the Idahos, the Kibbe Dome just has such a cult following, and the fact that they can be voted in the top 25 of ESPN stadiums in all of college football is amazing. So I didn't mention it, but I'm going there week two for their home opener. So those are three that jump out. Other ones would be
You got to say Citadel in Southern Illinois to keep the people on this show.
Okay, all right, that's true. I did go. So you and I went to the Citadel. We went to a game versus Samford, and you gave me the VIP experience. And then I went to Southern Illinois' playoff game either last year or the year before they played Nicholls. Won that.
Michael, did you ever get to see Stone Labanowitz play in person? Because heard people say that their eyes have seen a lot of things, but they ain't never really seen nothing exactly like that.
So I didn't see Stone in person, but I do remember watching, the game at South Dakota State.
That's correct.
Yeah, and just I was extremely impressed, you know, putting this team on his back and damn near pulling out a victory there in Brookings. So I think I started with FCS travel maybe the year he was a senior or the year after he graduated. But I remember him playing. He's a dog. Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. And Kevin hated that you just answered that honestly. So I actually really appreciate that, Michael. Okay, listen. So to go back to what Kevin had just asked, your top five. I know you don't want to put anybody on blast, but I think it's a fun game we can play too, just for the audience. Can you give a description of your worst travel experience, of your worst game day experience, and some of the things that you had to go through, and see if a lot of the FCS junkies can try to pick out where it was on their own? You don't have to say it out loud.
Man, I would have to pick any place where there's no vibe. It's hard. Last year I did a Northeast doubleheader, and we'll try to, I guess we're not naming particular schools, but there was no atmosphere, and I get it because it's not a highly sought after game, but you want that feeling for recruits, for me being, you know, me personally, I'm trying to amplify the game on social media. And so if I can show people that this is an exciting place, I built up some credibility with my account. If I can showcase this place properly, people will want to go. So I would say that any place that doesn't have, like, know how to present the game day experience and make the best of what you got. Just because you're not a top 25 team, just because you're not an FCS playoff team every year, doesn't mean that you can't make your stadium experience fun. It doesn't mean you can't promote your players. It also means there are several FCS schools that don't even tweet during the offseason. And so that is something that people can improve. So I haven't had a particular negative experience where I never wanted to go again, but there are levels to the experience that you have, and it's based on what you see in the stadium, in my opinion.
This guy's media trained now, Kev. We cannot crack him any longer. Been doing too many interviews.
If you asked me the FBS question, I would have said all the NFL stadiums. That's what I would have said. So,
well, Michael, that's going to do it for us. I know Kevin appreciates your time just as much as I do. Good luck the rest of the way. Just one more time for ear-popping sake. What number are we at, and how many do we have left to go?
We're at 93 with 36 to go. The hope is to do 18 this year and 18 next year and be the only person in the world to have seen a game at every FCS school.
30 plus more to go. Michael, seriously, can't thank you enough for hanging out with us. And the rest of you guys, FCS Nation, we're going to get Mike out of here, because when we come back, me and Kev just want to talk about how much of a lunatic Michael is. That's what we're doing. You're listening to FCS Nation Radio on the Palmetto Radio Network.